Connecticut Democratic Party leaders rallied insiders for the upcoming November election at their first ever virtual state party convention over the weekend. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Party conventions are normally boisterous affairs. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont acknowledged the strange nature of this year's convention.
I thought the Zoom convention was going to be a little weird, but so far I really like it.
With 170 days until the November election, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz got to the message.
It's up to all of us to make sure that we elect Joe Biden president of the United States.
Connecticut senior U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says he's confident of Democratic victory.
I look forward to winning this November and going on to win again in future elections.
Junior U.S. Senator Chris Murphy said November's election is not just about Democrats winning in the age of the coronavirus.
It's also about making sure that we get rid of Donald Trump and that we put into office somebody like Joe Biden who can effectively manage this response.
Convention delegates virtually elected members to the State Party's Central Committee and Democratic Party National Committee. Connecticut's five incumbent U.S. representatives are to be endorsed for re-election at virtual Democratic Party conventions in their congressional districts today. Their Republican opponents were endorsed at virtual GOP congressional district conventions last Thursday. Ebong Udama, WSH News.